This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. You can join St. Louis in an Oscar watch party on the big screen. Cinema St. Louis hosting a free event Sunday night at the High Point Theater. On the line, Cinema St. Louis Marketing Chair Ben Bowling. Ben, thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
Has this been a pretty good Oscar season of movies?
I think so. It's a good group, and as the major award shows are shaping up down the stretch, I think it's an open floor. I don't think there's any clear front runners anywhere, so it should be an exciting night.
Are we seeing a resurgence in interest when it comes to going to the movies?
Absolutely. You know, at its core, film has always been a communal experience, and there's nothing like going to the theater and watching something together with a group of people, and that's what we like to facilitate at the High Point Theater.
Tell us about the watch party.
Yeah, the watch party is going to be great. It's a Sunday night. It's a historic night for Hollywood and obviously a great night and a great opportunity to enjoy it at the historic High Point Theater. We're going to have, it's a free event. I should say that off the top. It's general admission is free and doors open at 5. There is a VIP experience that is available for $15 that gets folks in at 4:30, a little early. There's a themed drink and food available as well as a swag bag and an Oscar ballot contest that they can participate in. So it's going to be an exciting night. Red carpet coverage starts at 5, and then the show obviously starts at 6, and we'll watch it in the theater.
I'm wondering if you'll have a lot of Wicked costumes for that costume contest.
I imagine that's going to be a very popular one. I think we'll see that throughout the year, especially into the Halloween season, for sure.
Tell us a little bit more about the VIP package.
Yeah, so the VIP package has all kinds of exciting things. So obviously, in addition to the complimentary cocktail for those 21 and over, there'll be food and drink available. And then the raffle game is an Oscar picks opportunity where you can actually place your raffle tickets in the who you think is going to win the big categories, best actor, best actress, best supporting director, best picture. And then during the commercial breaks after those awards are given out, we'll be doing a drawing from those who selected the winner and handing out prizes. So it should be a lot of fun.
How many people can you fit in the High Point?
Oh, that's a great question, Megan. I believe we're at 400 can fit in there.
Wow. So you should have a pretty good crowd then. I understand as well that pianist Royce Martin, who is a local artist, we've interviewed him here on KMOX, he's going to have a special part in what's happening there.
Yeah, Royce is going to join us as a co-host, and he's going to actually play movie tunes on during some of the commercial breaks and entertain the crowd so that the party continues during those commercial breaks. Yeah, Royce is a really talented self-taught pianist from here in St. Louis. And, you know, received his first piano from Pianos for People and went to the Berklee College of Music and has worked professionally in Hollywood himself. So it's going to be an exciting night.
Are you hoping that one of these days you'll have a watch party and we'll have a big movie that's been filmed in St. Louis that will be up for awards?
That's my dream, Megan, for sure. That would be amazing. And to see it screened at the High Point as well would be just the cherry on top.
Tell us what you're seeing when it comes to production right now in St. Louis and in Missouri.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I definitely think the local, the recent incentives are going to see an uptick in production. You know, I think as more people look to extend their dollars and budgets and maximize that, I think places like St. Louis provide a really great opportunity. And the local production community here, as far as the crew and the support, I don't think people, it's kind of a hidden gem. There's a lot of production support here in St. Louis that can be capitalized on. So it's a great year and an exciting time to be helping and facilitate the cinema going experience here in St. Louis.
Ben, I'm wondering for you, you talked about, you know, the season for these Oscar movies. What about for you? What are some of your favorites? What do you look for in a movie?
Oh, that's a good question. I just look for a good story and to be caught up in it. My taste ranged all across the board, so it's been an exciting season in that regard. We've had everything from, you know, big Hollywood blockbusters like Wicked down to smaller films like The Brutalist and, you know, the gamut runs. And we've been able to show a lot of those at the High Point as well, which has been great. It's going to be exciting. I had the good fortune to actually attend the show, the Oscars, the real Oscars in 2006. And it's a great experience. But I think the only thing that can compare to that would be getting to see it at the High Point on Sunday night.
So give us again the details and how people register to make sure they get in for that general admission.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you can go to highpointtheater.org for all the details about planning your visit. Again, it's general admission is free. There is that VIP opportunity for $15. We're encouraging folks to dress up if they like. There'll be that costume contest as well, and it should be a fun evening.
Ben, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Megan.
That is Ben Bowling, Cinema St. Louis Marketing Chair, joining us this morning on KMOX.